going to be joined by head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Sam Pittman, which we're looking forward to because there's been a very busy man going around the rounds of doing not only just interviews with other people, but looking at the recruiting side of things. It's just been a very busy week, and that's what you want to see out of your head coach, especially in his first year. So it's really been impressive about how hard he's been working here in the early going. And we want to talk to him more about it. So let's go ahead and go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline and welcome in the head coach of the Razorback football team, Sam Pittman. Coach, good morning. I want to start with this simple question. You've been a busy man over the past week. How many hours of sleep on average have you been getting over the past week?
Good morning, John. I'm going to say four.
Four.
Four. I'm going to guess that's a lot less than usual.
Or the week. About four nights.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Probably a lot of that on a plane, too.
It's been great. It's been the greatest 4 hours of sleep I've ever had.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking some time for us this morning. Appreciate you being with us. You let us know last week Barry Odom's going to be your defensive coordinator. Why is Coach Odom the right guy for this job right now as you take on your first role as a head coach?
Well, Tommy, I think he shares the same beliefs that I do. You know, I don't know if people know, but Barry Odom and I go back right at 20 years. And when Barry got the head coaching job at Missouri, he offered me a job. He offered me his offensive coordinator job a couple of years ago. You know, we're both from Oklahoma. I know he's from Ada, and I'm from Grove. And we just have a lot of similarities in what we want to do with the football team and how we want our team to look with the toughness, the physicality, the way we communicate with the kids, the way we talk to the kids. You know, you can lose a kid pretty easy by your mouth and the way we talk to them, the way we respect them, and the expectation. So he and I, you know, have the same vision, and so he was a very easy hire. And certainly a blessing that he decided to come join us here at Arkansas.
Well, I know that you said one of the values that he brings is that he has been a head coach before, and especially in this league, and that goes a long way. What it really is the value of having a guy that has been a head coach and having that experience, especially since this is your first head coach and get in college football?
That's a great question. You know, the value is certainly what's happened in the last 3 days. It's bouncing things off of him from recruiting, from scheduling, from, I'll be honest with you, when to let the staff off for vacation. You know, certainly I have my opinions of things, and he's been a guy that I'll say, this is what I want to do. What do you think? This is what I want to do. What do you think? And yesterday we had a meeting, and we both were on everything, and it's something simple as we need the lanyards for our recruits' parents, something like that that I did not think about, and he did. So, I mean, he's going to have a lot of value in a lot of different areas.
Coach, you've been known as one of the better recruiters in the country, particularly as an offensive line coach for quite some time. But now as the head coach, can you tell us what your recruiting plan is, or even kind of formulated what the recruiting plan will be for a Sam Pittman coaching staff and organization at Arkansas?
Well, I think we have a fine staff in here for recruiting, and I'm talking about our recruiting department. I was able to work this weekend, and I think they understand host a weekend. I thought it went very well. Recruiting is relentless. It's like recruiting on steroids. It's a 365 day a week job, and it truly is. And it's all about relationships, because clearly not a reason not to come to Arkansas. I don't like your facilities. That's not going to be said. Oh, I don't like the way your coaches communicate. That's not going to be said. My point is that we're going to have as good a coach as anybody else has. We have as good a facility as anybody else has, and probably better on most terms. And so what we have to do is we have to get to know these players. They have to get to know us. And so it's just a relentless telephone, text, 365 and be honest. Just be yourself. They either like you or they don't. If they like you, they're going to come. If they don't, they probably shouldn't anyway.
Speaking with head coach of the Arkansas Razorback football team, Sam Pittman, right now on the Morning Rush via the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Coach, I know that a little bit in your opening press conference, you alluded to the type of offensive strategy that you may want to go along with. And as far as officially hiring an offensive coordinator that hasn't been named yet, but can you dive into it a little bit as far as what is your offense going to look like? What do you want the strength of your offense here at Arkansas to be based on?
Well, I think you have to run the ball. You have to recruit big people. I want a tight end, at least a tight end, possibly two in the core. I think I don't like the open edges. There's too much damage can happen to you outside there. I want to be physical. I want to be big. I want to get our team back to big. I want to get our team back to strong. So we want to recruit on offense big people. We also, you know, we're going to throw the football. I don't want anybody think because they hired the offensive line guy as the head coach that we're going to go 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's not going to happen, and it doesn't get anybody in the seats. We're going to win football games by scoring points. And so whatever that may be, you know, I love the RPO system, the PRO system. It gets people out of the box a little bit more for you. So it's not necessarily what play you call. It's how you execute it. And the passion and the physicality that you do it with.
When you're looking at a lineman, whether it's a recruit or someone you're coaching, specifically, technically, what are you looking at beyond just how tall they are and how big they are and how much muscle you can put on them? What is it in a lineman that you evaluate to know this is the guy I want on my roster?
The first thing is feet. He has to have outstanding feet. I don't care the size as far as being too big. If he doesn't have feet, he can't play. If you don't have feet, you can't knock somebody off the ball. I want twitch. You have to have quick twitch. Again, if you don't have quick twitch, you can't handle the edge. You can't handle a spin move. You can't knock anybody off the football. Brains. I want a guy that's smart. I want a guy that understands movement before it happens, not when it happens. And then I want to see the passion that he plays with. You know, lineman is certainly one of the top positions that if you play with passion and you play hard, that you can be certainly better than what your physical ability might allow you to be. And then I want the room to be together. And so I need that personality-wise. They all are different, but I want them in one common goal, that they're for the unit instead of for themselves. So all those things kind of go together, and we certainly have found those type kids in the past, and we certainly will again.
Coach, I know that you've been recruiting hot and heavy over the past week, but just the overall reception from the guys on the current roster, players that are already on the Razorback roster right now, have you been able to have a lot of contact with them? Has the reception been really good? How has that been overall with the guys that are currently on this roster?
Well, to be honest with you, that's the most concerning thing that I have to this point, because, you know, how do you get your roster to know you and then able to get some guys signed on Wednesday? I had a meeting with them Sunday night. And then I had a meeting with our kids on Friday morning. And then today I have 39 meetings. Tomorrow it's probably about the same. And Wednesday it's probably about the same. I don't know how you know your roster until you meet with them face-to-face. So I have 39 set today and about that tomorrow and then a few on Wednesday. So at the end of Wednesday, I'll be able to know our roster a little bit better. I've probably met with 20 of the guys now. We've had some attrition. I want coaches, administration, and football players that want to jump in a foxhole with us. And if you don't, then I understand if you want to transfer. We only want people that love the Razorbacks and want to be here.
Sam Pittman with us here on the Morning Rush. All right, after the last week or so of your life, do you feel any different about the early signing period than you did a couple of weeks ago? Going through this transition, is your attitude about the early signing period now different?
Yes, yes, and yes. Look, without getting into it, if someone fires their coach this early signing period, it kills you. I mean, I remember when Georgia fired their coach, they hired Kirby. It wasn't the early signing period. So by the time we signed our class there at Georgia, we probably had a top 10, top 8 class. We signed some really good players. We were excited about it. But if the early signing date would have happened, about 70, I don't know the number, I'm guessing, probably about 70% of the kids available are gone by the time the second signing date comes along. And it makes it tough now. It does. But we're not going to cry about something we can't control. We're going to go out there and sign the best players we can in this first signing period. But does it make it hard on a new staff? Absolutely.
Now, Coach, a lot of different coaches in the previous history of Arkansas football has tried to take on this job. Some have been successful and some have failed. And obviously, Arkansas is in a tough spot right now over the past few years that have been really tough on the program in general. What would you say is the biggest difference between those previous coaches that maybe didn't have the success and you? What are you going to do that has been different that Arkansas has not seen before that's going to make you the best coach for Arkansas at this point in time?
That's a hard question because I don't know exactly how their approach was, but I know this, that they may have tied me with the passion that they have for the Razorbacks. So I think it starts with that. I think it's understand the culture and the people of Arkansas and what they want and how you organize your team. But the greatest thing that happened to me in my coaching career is going to Georgia and understanding recruiting in the SEC. And I know you can say I was here at Arkansas and we recruited. It was a whole different world out there. And understanding that and getting the education from Kirby of how they did it at Alabama and how they did it at Georgia, I think, again, it's the difference in me and maybe anybody else, and I don't know what it was, but I know this, that recruiting is going to have a high emphasis in this program, and it's the only way you can change what you have. And again, I'm proud of what we have. We just need to add to the roster.
Will you be more of a CEO type head coach or more hands-on? I just can't hardly imagine Sam Pittman not having his hands on coaching offensive linemen. So what will be your style and approach as a head coach when dealing with the day-to-day operation?
Well, you know, I have, in my opinion, the best defensive coordinator hired in the country. In my opinion, I have the best offensive line coach hired in the country. That's what a good CEO or head coach or whatever, you know, you might term does. I'm going to let them coach because I wanted the head coach to let me coach. I'm also going to have my insight on every position on the team, and I'm going to be highly involved with special teams. So I hire coaches to let them coach. That's why they're here for. And if I feel like they're the best in the country, that's what I should do. But I certainly have an opinion. I want to stay out of the way of the small things that I can talk to our coaches about to get fixed. But I'll be directly involved with every position on our football team.
All right, I know your schedule has been busy, and I know you got to run. But I know you're looking for a hole in that schedule to get to Herman's and have you Porterhouse. Have you found a hole in your schedule yet to get to Herman's?
No. I haven't found a hole in my schedule to get more than 4 hours a night of sleep. But you know what? I don't even care. The greatest 8 days of my life coaching football has just happened. And guess what? Today's number 9. It's going to be a heck of a day.
Well, I know you enjoy putting a knife into a piece of meat at Herman's, and I know you're looking forward to that soon.
I'm a fan of chocolate too, bud.
Well, that is definitely noted. Definitely noted. Sam Pittman, the head coach of the Razorback football team. Coach, really appreciate you joining us. It's good to have you in Arkansas and as the head coach of the Razorbacks, and we'll be catching up a lot as the years go on. Appreciate it, Coach.
Man, thanks for your time.
Anytime.
Go Hogs.
And there you have it. Go Hogs. I was hoping either Go Hogs or Yes Sir, and we got the Go Hogs, yeah. So that works out.
Should have asked for a Yes Sir.
Yeah, yeah, should have asked for it. But you know what? Beggars can't be choosers here at this point, Tommy. But it was good to have Coach on, and that was pretty fantastic to have him on and talk a little more about it, get a little more insight. Yeah.